This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Boys, if they knew about our next guest... Oh, I did it again.
Come on, Ginny. You, my friend, can't hold back now.
Ads has a point there. If we're thinking about a star in Hollywood, we need to hold on.
Okay, I just need to breathe. It's hard to be cool like you, you know.
Well, he's probably still thinking about you.
And we could all fall down and pump his music through the subwoofers.
Please welcome to the Hump Day crew, Kaz James.
I like that little intro. It was pretty cool. I think it's one of the best intros I've ever had.
What's your favourite out of those songs?
I like Cool Like You.
Yeah?
At the moment, yeah.
Cool Like You?
Definitely.
Is it your favourite because you like performing it?
Yeah, no, I just think out of all the records I made on that album, it was kind of like, I think, it was a bit quirky. It was a bit weird, the arrangements and production and stuff. So, Okay. Yeah, I liked it.
Obviously, cool. When you've got the same songs and you perform them over and over over again, does the novelty wear off or do you still enjoy performing them?
No, I like performing, but sometimes I'm like, did I have to make this song? It's so hard. I mean, it's the difference between making it and then actually when you get up to perform it, it's like it can get a bit difficult, but it's cool. It's good fun.
Kaz, you've remixed some big names, Macy Gray being one of them. Mm-hmm. If there's any artist you'd like to remix or work with, who would it be?
I don't know. I think I've been touring for the last 9 months in Europe and I just finished a new record. And I've sort of got my wish list of features on this new album that will be out early next year. So sort of have to wait and see.
Oh, right. He's keeping us in suspense. We hold on.
We've all got to hold on.
Everyone's got to hold on.
And you, where is your favourite place to actually perform?
I'm still attracted definitely to Ibiza. I think, you know, I've been playing there since I was 19 and it's still sort of like, it's kind of like home, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Sort of away from here in a way. So when I get on and play in that room, it's pretty cool. But I think, you know, everywhere's different. Each festival's different and...
You're performing at Sensation this New Year's Eve, but I believe last New Year's Eve you're at Paris Hilton's party.
Yeah. Me and Paris did a party together on New Year's Eve last year.
How was that as a gig?
She's cool, man. I like her. I went to her Halloween party actually in LA.
What did you wear to her Halloween party? Because the Americans really get into Halloween.
Yeah,
they really get
into it. I sort of thought to myself, you know, no, I'm not going to dress up. I'm too cool for that. Then I realised that, hold on, if I don't dress up, I'm
not
going to look
cool
like an idiot.
Anyway.
So. Yeah, I'm scrambling through this shop on Hollywood like this, and like it's just manic trying to find a costume, and I managed to put together a pirate outfit, which I thought was pretty cool. Okay.
Did she critique you at all?
Did she critique me on my outfit?
Yeah. Well, it's a very Paris Hilton thing to do.
The way that you answered that, did she critique you on anything
else, not just
your outfit?
Nothing.
I know you've been linked with some beautiful women over the years, haven't you? My old friend Kate Moss.
Right.
And Keira Knightley.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of names that have been sort of bandied around. Is there any substance to those rumours there?
No, just friends. Just friends.
Kaz and Keira, they both start with K, that's about it.
Yeah, and Kate.
That's probably the link. Yeah.
All the link.
The K's.
K's together.
K's, family of K's.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Special K's.
Now, Sensation this year. Is this the first Sensation gig you've been at?
No, I've played for them in Holland a few years ago, and it was pretty amazing. Yeah, definitely. I wanted to do it last year, but I couldn't do it. They asked me. And then Olga, the girl that actually puts the whole thing together from Holland, flew in from... she actually flew from Amsterdam to London to get me to play. And she's like, you have to do it this year. And I'm like, all right, cool, let's do it.
So, and it's in your hometown, which is awesome.
It's in the hood. So, yeah, it's the first one I've played. I always end up in Sydney New Year's Eve. Yeah. I don't know how it happens. Yeah. Like, every year. So... And I always try and come out here every year, so for New Year's. But yeah, this year I get to play at home, so it's going to be cool.
What's it like playing at a Sensation when you've got all the different, you know, the pyrotechnics happening around you, people dropping from the roof and different things like that?
It's amazing. The show is incredible. They go all out. There's no other show like that in the world, definitely, by far. I think Melbourne's quite spoilt to have it. You know, I think people should really appreciate it and check it out. But I think it is amazing.
Has you got anything special in line for the gig or for your set, I should say?
What can we expect from Kaz James?
What can you expect? Just some good music. Hopefully.
And in 2010, Kaz, apart from the new record coming out?
That's it, man. I just, yeah, a lot of touring. I leave here in the next few weeks and then, yeah, straight to Paris just to sort of finish the record and it's all on. So album comes out in March and, yeah, on the road.
Many other gigs in Australia in 2010?
We'll see what happens. See.
How do you get time to sleep between all that flying and DJing and partying?
You know what? I've been to, in the last 10 days, I flew from London, New York, New York, back to London, London to Paris, Paris back to London, London to LA, and LA back here.
In the last 10 days.
Wow. So you haven't had much sleep.
I think today I feel better than I have for a while.
Yeah.
But it's all part of it, I guess.
So remind us again, what will your new album be called then?
I haven't got a name yet.
No?
I'm trying to get
it out of him.
He's trying to fish for information.
I like this album a lot better than my last, to be honest. I think, I sort of found my feet a bit more in this one.
And have you got many influences that have sort of been put onto this album?
He's fishing again.
You are fishing.
No, I'll put you right away.
I'm interested. He's a nice guy.
I think the first record was a little bit more eclectic in a way, mm-hmm. and I think it's a bit more indie than this new record. So this one, I've sort of gone back to my roots a bit more, gone a bit more clubbier, and sort of stuck to my guns and just gone big room. So, which is sort of where I think musically the world's leaning at the moment, and that's musically where I wanted to be. So it's cool.
Now, do we hear your vocals in this track?
This
album?
The whole record. Yeah, there's a few features, but yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. We're going to have to get you back, I think, in March to actually go through the official lineup.
Hopefully he'll be able to answer some questions for you, Bishwa. He's a curious man.
That'd be very interesting.
Sounds good.
Kaz James, you need a bit more sleep. We're going to let you go have a little nap. Thank you very much for joining us today on the Hub Day Crew.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find you.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.